This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're looking this week at Psalm 119, 176 verses in this psalm, and the whole psalm really focused on the Word of God and its impact in our lives. We're looking this week at verses 137 to 144, and the psalmist says this: "You are righteous, O Lord, and your judgments are upright. You have commanded your testimonies in righteousness and exceeding faithfulness. My zeal has consumed me because my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, yet your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live." How important it is for us to understand what God has communicated with us. That's the cry of the psalmist here in this last verse. Give me understanding. Give me understanding, God, that I might live. You know, you can't understand the spiritual truths of the Bible on your own. You can read the words, you can discuss doctrine and theology. The words and concepts of the Bible, for the most part, are plain. But there's a spiritual level of understanding that has nothing to do with intellectual ability. The Apostle Paul talked about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 12 to 14, he says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit," that is the Holy Spirit, "who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. And these things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words." But a natural man, someone just operating on the human level, does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. Here's the truth. You cannot understand the deeper spiritual truths of the Word of God on your own. It comes from God, that understanding. It comes from the Holy Spirit. Without that understanding, we cannot live. Give me understanding that I may live. Why don't you make that your prayer to God, the Holy Spirit, right now? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.